Why to give a complete teaching of a sutra may not reach the same result, because if I am committed to give a sutra from the beginning to the end, then I have to talk every part of the sutra, and you, without choice, have to listen to all parts of the sutra. And the sutra may have some part that may not be so practical in your daily life. It may have some parts that's too deep to understand. That's why in the process of teaching a complete sutra, there's high spirits and low spirits. But if we teach only those essential teachings important and interesting, then there'll be only the high spirits among the audience. So I did as an experiment in the Great Enlightenment Lotus Society, a Buddhist organization in San Francisco, and I compiled 60 practical statements out of the Infinite Life Sutra. And that time, the audience number increased a lot, and everybody enjoyed the lectures for the selected portion of the Infinite Life Sutra, because those statements selected from the Infinite Life Sutra was particularly useful to modern people for their capacity and their necessity. In mainland China, there's something called a selective classical opera. They do not perform the complete opera, but only the most interesting part of opera, and that's why audience enjoy very much. So likewise, I think I should take the same approach to make it interesting and impressive to the audience in order to achieve the goal of bear a good heart, to do good things, to speak good words, and be a good person. There are gaps between societies, gaps between countries, and between religions as well. And in ancient time, this gap are difficult to remove because of the inconvenience of the traffic and because lack of a proper communication. Today, communication become a lot easier and traffic problem is no longer there. But there's still discrimination and preoccupied perception in existence. And those things are still the gap against each other. How do we eradicate or eliminate these gaps? I think all people, all nations need to understand each other. Through the understanding, they will respect each other. From respect of each other, they can live harmoniously and even help each other. For the Chinese society, we like to collect the wise wisdom of words from the ancient time until now into our books, small pamphlets, booklets that can be used and translated into different languages for world distribution, so that other nations and culture will recognize the Chinese culture and its value, and therefore generate respect and hopefully to help us. Likewise, we Chinese people also like to understand the beauty of Western cultures or the words of wisdom from Quran of the Muslim and testimony of Christianity and so on and so forth, and compile the words of wisdom that has universal value into small booklets and distribute to the Asian countries so that Asian people also knows the value and beauty and kindness of the wisdom of the Western sage and holy people. With this proper understanding and mutual respect, then the world peace become possible. Oftentimes I heard people told me that the sutras are too deep and too profound that they do not understand. And how can they adopt the sutra and their and its essence to compile into booklets? I told them, if you do not understand, then just drop it out. Because if you even you don't understand, how could people with intellectual level lower than you be able to understand? Therefore, we must compile the words of wisdom in order to suit for lower spiritual intellectual level people. And what level that should be, I think it should be to the level of junior high school student. There was a true story about the great man. He is father of the Republic of China, Dr. Sun Yat-sen. When he was giving a speech in Guangzhou, south part of the mainland China, and the principal of the Peking University was doing the writing for the speech. And after the writing was finished, the principal presented to Dr. Sun Yat-sen, said, there's only one part I do not understand. And Dr. Sun Yat-sen, without looking into that part, just crossed that whole paragraph out. And he said, if you, the principal of university and college, do not understand, how can other people or the general public be able to understand? So Dr. Sun Yat-sen is truly a great person. In Buddhism, there are many profound and deep teachings, and that's bound to be difficult to promote to average people. And I suggest every one of you go to our library and carry the whole canon home and study. For those statements you understand, write it down and help me summarize and collect useful and practical booklets in order to make a wide distribution and benefit other people. And this will be truly a merit of infinite benefit. When I was a student years ago, I spent 2 years in Christianity, study their teachings. I also spent 1 year study Muslim. So even today, I still respect them very highly and have a particular good feeling about them because I did spend a total of 3 years to those two great religions. Although I'm now a Buddhist monk, and it seems to be somewhat distant to other religion, but my good feeling and respect remains the same. Recently, I'm adopting important statements from the five sutras. The Infinite Life Sutra, the Contemplating Infinite Life Sutra, and one chapter of the Surangama Sutra about the great spiritual power Bodhisattva's complete and perfect practice on Buddha name chanting, and also I forgot the name of some book some kind of a commentary book to a sutra, and the famous Qingyang Da Shi interpretation of the one famous chapter of the Universe Sutra about the universal worthy Bodhisattva's great action and vows, that particular sutra. I'm doing this work right now, and while I'm staying in the United States, in order to help people who have interest in the Christianity, I have therefore compiled words of wisdom from the Bible for a total of 600 statements. And I have confidence if they want to listen to my preaching about their Bible, I would do a better job than Christian reverence. Guess what? During these few days, you folks are reciting Buddha name chanting diligently on the second floor. Guess what I'm doing downstairs? I'm reading the holy book. I was studying the Quran of the Muslims teaching. The fundamental teaching and precepts on Buddhism, which are no killing, no stealing, no committing adultery or sexual misconduct, and no lying. These are all common moral conducts and is widely abided by all religions, and I can find many examples from the Quran as well as in the Bible. So no matter what religion, these fundamental things, the basic principles, are the same, which is to eradicate evils and cultivate goodness. Not only Buddha teaches us so, but God or Allah says the same. I wish disciples of other religion have a broader mind and willing to spend some time study the teaching of Buddha. Otherwise, their spiritual level will be one step lower than us. Why? Because I know their stuff and they don't know my stuff. So if we can study each other, understand each other, then we can respect each other, and eventually we can help each other and live together harmoniously. To the students of the Amitabha Society, I wish everyone will follow sincerely the teachings of all Buddhas, and particularly those truly beneficial teachings, and also determine one's mind to be born into the Pure Land at the end of this life, without any doubt. And I also wish this place can be utilized as the concentrated study place in the new continent, United States, as a good example for a Pure Land school, and follow the good example set by the 13th Patriarch, Most Venerable Yingguang Zhushi, and talk about Most Venerable Yingguang Zhushi. I'd like to give you a little explanation. Most Venerable Yingguang Zhushi, in his temple back in mainland China, his way place has constant Buddha name chanting sessions going on around the year. And his place has three unique characteristics. That is, all participants are equal. No one is somebody else's teacher. And no one is somebody else's disciple. Everybody are treated equally. Secondly, there's no transmitting of the precepts. And thirdly, no Dhamma meetings, no teaching of the sutras, and no special ceremony for those person passed away. So these services, so-called spiritual service, are all cut off. And that is a good practice and was beneficial, because those who were able to participate and join the serious practice year-round chanting are usually person with profound understanding and deep faith about the Pure Land teachings. So if we're going to follow the same tradition and good example over here in the United States, we need to modify slightly, because students and friends here, they don't have deep faith and thorough understanding. So we need to add additional part to our practices here, that is to promote and actually conduct the teachings of the Pure Land Sutras. And the sutras will be based upon the 5 basic Pure Land Sutras and 1 Sestras. And the tradition we're going to establish here is to emphasize the importance of study and practice equally. Study is to study the 5 sutras and 1 sestras. The practice is the practice of Amitabha's Buddha name plus abide by the main guidelines in our daily life, which are the 3 felicities, 3 learnings, 6 harmonies, 6 paramitas, and the 10 great vows as explained in previous slides. And also encourage laypersons in this center, at your leisure time, please try to learn the sutras and study the sutras. Please also try to learn how to use the Dhamma tools or instruments. In order to conduct Dhamma meetings by yourself, in order to give lectures and explanations about sutras by yourself. This is my expectation. And if you try, I will definitely help you with all. A lot of people have misconcept about Buddhism and thought Buddhism make people become escapists from the society. All the teachings of Buddha Dhamma sounds rather pessimistic. These are misconcepts of average people thinking about Buddha Dhamma. Actually, Buddha Dhamma is wisdom that can be used to help the world become better and help all those who need help. And in the process to achieve that, it is well within the scope of Mahayana concepts. And I wish this great understanding about the true spirit of Buddha Dhamma can be shared with other people, and Buddha Dhamma can be spread successfully to help all beings. Then every one of us need to practice very hard, need to have a true understanding of the Buddha Dhamma. Then go one step further to help others. For ourselves, we need to concentrate with a single mind
in one direction. The Chinese word 精进, the first one refers to working diligently. 进 means making progress in one direction. And if one can be benefit first, then one will be able to help others. And eventually, all people on earth will receive the benefits. So the ultimate goal of promoting Buddha Dhamma is to make every family happy, everybody happy, country prosperous, the world in great harmony, and Buddha light shining to all places. That is actually the whole purpose of all Buddhas come to world, and their purpose is not more than those goals mentioned above. Six days has passed out of the seven-day Buddha name chanting session, and the teachings has complete successfully up to now. Tomorrow, we're going to have a grand dedication of the merits of our chanting for the past few days to benefit all others. And the day after tomorrow, a special ceremony will be conducted to bless all the souls who has passed away from this earth. Originally, I had intention to explain to you and help you practice during the 7 days the Amitabha Sutra's commentary made by the great master Ouyi Dasi, but because of the English translator's availability, I changed my original schedule. Because if we can have the essence of Mahayana Buddhism be translated into English, such as tapes or books, then all Americans and the beginners who do not understand Chinese will be benefit. So actually, it is sidetracks to your practice of chanting Amitabha name. But I think if you thought about those people who need Buddha Dhamma and never had a chance to understand that in English, you probably would help them by sacrifice yourself a little bit. And I will try my best in the near future or in the future to still address about the Amitabha Sutra commentaries as I originally planned to you and benefit your knowledge.